Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 61 degrees. Law enforcement personnel investigating an auto theft made the grisly discovery of a murdered man inside his stolen RV in South Wichita. Monday afternoon, Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputies investigated an auto theft in progress south of Wichita near MacArthur and Southeast Boulevard. Police Lieutenant Jeff Gilmore says the investigation led deputies and Wichita police officers to a residence on the 1300 block of South Greenwood, where they encountered 25-year-old Royce Thomas and 24-year-old Michaela Spencer.
Upon arrival, officers located a stolen truck and pull-behind recreational vehicle parked in the driveway of a residence. Both Thomas and Spencer were inside the truck and arrested without incident. While investigating the stolen truck and RV, officers located 50-year-old William Callison of Wichita inside the RV with multiple stab wounds. Callison was pronounced dead on scene.
Callison had been reported missing since Saturday evening. He and the suspects were known to each other. The woman and man were both booked into jail on charges of first-degree murder and possession of stolen property. The woman also had outstanding arrest warrants. This is Wichita's ninth criminal homicide of the year. Wichita police say an officer shot at a suspect after she pointed a gun at him. Two women were arrested in southwest Wichita. Late Monday night, police responded to Seneca and Harry to the report of a disturbance involving a firearm. Officers noticed a vehicle matching the description in an alleyway behind a vacant building. As they approached the vehicle on foot, there was a 30-year-old woman in the SUV in the driver's seat and a 29-year-old woman leaning into the vehicle through an open door. An officer shined a flashlight on them, and the woman in the front seat pointed a handgun at the officer. Police Lieutenant Jason Stevens says the officer then fired two shots, which both hit the car. The woman with the gun was taken into custody.
At the conclusion of the investigation, she was arrested for aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer and for felon in possession of a firearm with additional warrants as well.
The other woman was arrested as well on an outstanding warrant. The handgun was recovered from the SUV. The car had been stolen out of El Dorado. The officer who fired his weapon is a lieutenant and a 23-year veteran of the department. Per protocol, the officer has been placed on administrative leave during the investigation. Look for more development in downtown Wichita over the coming years.
The Wichita City Council approved $4 million in industrial revenue bonds for Groover Labs. It's a nonprofit makerspace and event center intended to spur startup companies. Those bonds will help renovate the former Printing Incorporated building on the southeast corner of 3rd and St. Francis. The council also approved a memorandum of understanding with Douglas Market Development LLC for the development of the Kansas Health Science Center. The $75 million complex will also include student housing, a culinary school, and a hotel. The council deferred until next week an amendment to a lease with King of Freight LLC, who will move into the former Gander Mountain building at Waterwalk. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Kansas Senate has rejected a nominee for the state's second highest court whose political tweets offended many lawmakers.
The vote Tuesday was 38-0 against confirming LeBette County District Judge Jeffrey Jack's nomination to the Court of Appeals. Senator Dennis Pyle, a Hiawatha Republican, said the entire selection process wasn't well executed.
We got a bad selection from bad decisions that were made in picking those that select the judge nominees and then those that picked from the three and chose and put that one name in the governor's hand to come to us.
Laura Kelly has become the first Kansas governor to have an appeals court nominee rejected. The governor has already nominated a new judge. The Senate is expected to vote on her by the end of the month. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Alabama lawmakers have approved a bill to ban almost all abortions at any stage of pregnancy. The legislation makes performing an abortion a felony punishable by up to 99 years in prison. Democrat Bobby Singleton denounced the measure in a passionate speech.
A doctor who does an abortion in this state under this law will probably never see life again outside of the jail cell.
Singleton introduced an amendment to include exceptions for rape and incest, but the chamber voted to reject it. Republican Representative Terry Collins says this bill is designed to go to the Supreme Court.
That's why we were trying to keep it just as it was to address the issue that Roe versus Wade was decided on, which is that baby in the womb a person? In Alabama law, it's a person. Our people in Alabama voted last fall. We believe that, and we believe that's what it's aimed at.
The measure bans almost all abortions at any stage of pregnancy. Republican Governor Kay Ivey is anticipated to sign the bill into law. KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning now here on a Wednesday, the middle of May, May 15th. 6:11 now, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Out there in traffic this morning, I'm seeing that the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area, a little bit unsettled still, but $2.52 seems to be a low-end price that I'm seeing out there in a bunch of different places. So easy enough to find that $2.52 price. It wasn't in the vicinity, but yesterday we did have a fatal traffic accident, and it was a car versus deer. It was a deer that started a chain reaction that involved a semi in a fatal traffic accident, so do be cautious. The deer are out there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little more here in just a second here, but now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We were seeing a few clouds off to our northwest this morning. We become mostly sunny, really warming up today in Wichita with a high 88. Tonight's going to be clear and breezy, our low in the mid-60s. Another warm day tomorrow. Thursday may get to 89 for the high, and not as warm 84 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently partly cloudy, 59 degrees. We have a south wind at 6 miles per hour. 6:12 now. 12 minutes past 6 o'clock. Summer-like temperatures across south-central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 86 degrees, normal high 76. Now the record high for the date yesterday, 94. That was set last year. That was in 2018. 94 Whoa. Was the high, record high for that date. On this date in 1968, the deadliest tornado in Iowa history raced 62 miles across the extreme northeast part of the state. The F5, which reached 1/2 mile wide, killed 13 in Charles City. There were 450 injuries and $30 million in damage. That was in Iowa on this date in 1968. Well, we certainly had some warmer weather yesterday. I can tell that. Getting out for a little workout in the afternoon yesterday, it was warmer. I got to plenty of these drops that were forming on my head. I guess they're called perspiration. But as you heard in the forecast there, we could be up close to 90 degrees
today.
How about
that? Woo! Whew. Summertime.
Summertime in the city. A northeastern Nebraska farmer is recovering after cutting off his own leg with a pocket knife. To save himself from a piece of farm equipment he had become caught in.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I don't know if people are aware of this, but farming is a very dangerous profession. We have a lot of injuries every year, and I've heard of this kind of thing happening before. 63-year-old Kurt Kaser of Pender was unloading corn last month when he got out of his truck and accidentally stepped on the grain hopper opening. Ooh. An auger in the hopper caught Kaser's leg, pulling it in and mangling it. An auger is a tube that uses a rotating shaft
right.
to suck the grain and push it through the tube to deposit it in a bin. And Kaser said he couldn't pull his leg out, Ooh. Didn't have his cell phone, no help around, nobody else around to help him. So he took his pocket knife out and sawed off his leg below the knee.
Oh, my.
He was freed. He crawled 150 feet to the nearest phone and was flown to a hospital. Kaser says he never lost consciousness. Friday, Kaser was released from a rehabilitation center. That's got to be one of the toughest individuals I've ever heard of.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that something? But again, it's a dangerous business out there on the farm. We hear about kids being injured and hurt out on the farm as well. So take it easy out there. Be careful. Jad alluded to this a few minutes ago. It's something we talk about from time to time because almost all of us, well, not almost, but many of us have seen deer on the roadway in the early morning hours and the evening hours. And, of course, there are more deer that I've seen near cities and urban areas than ever in the past few years. Well, this man dead after a traffic accident that involved a deer, Kansas Highway Patrol reported this. It happened yesterday morning about 5:30. on Highway K-68 east of Ottawa in Franklin County, northeast Kansas. A westbound semi-truck struck a deer, locked its brakes, and jackknifed on a bridge. The trailer was struck by an eastbound pickup truck. The driver of the pickup, 47-year-old John Yapel of Harrisonville, Missouri, was pronounced dead at the scene. Driver of the semi went to a hospital in Ottawa with non-life-threatening injuries. Wow. So he hit the deer and he locked up his brakes driving the semi. Of course, what we've been told, what is the advice, Dad, we usually get from the highway patrol? If you think you're going to hit him, hit him.
Yeah.
Don't try to avoid it. Don't try to swerve, because that's where you get in trouble. Just go ahead. Hit that deer and just take your best. And duck if you have to, but give it your best shot. But that's, you know, every now and then we'll have an accident involving a deer and a fatality. And there's one in Ottawa County yesterday.
Yeah, and of course, that's hard to do. I mean, that's the advice. Just
that's
hit
the
it.
Advice.
Yeah, you're going 60 miles an hour.
Or maybe even
70. You don't have time to, you just react. And
guys in a truck, yeah. And you just react.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all the advice in the world. And if you're not in that driver's seat, And I'm harking back to the time several years ago when Shelley and I were driving up to Kansas City early in the morning, going to catch a plane, and we were up around Kechi, and this deer came from the right, and he was on me. I didn't have even a warning. Bang! He's right in front of me. Missed him, but there wasn't even time to react, so I didn't skid or anything. I just kept on going. Uttered a few curse words and said, "What the heck was that, Shelley?" I think it scared her more. No, it scared her more than it scared me, but I don't know. We were equally scared. But anyway, you're out there and you see those deer. Take it easy. And we give you the best advice. Don't, but again, you're going to have to react when that happens. Ted, after we got off the air yesterday, I was still working, of course, in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And got a call from a gentleman, and his first name is Tim. I can't remember his last name, but he's a huge Steve and Ted listener, listens to KNSS all day long. He's in a job where he is on the streets.
Okay.
We have a lot of people like that.
Right.
They work in construction or whatever, and this gentleman's on the street all day long. He says, "Can we do anything about traffic law enforcement?" This is, I talk about this all the time, and I said, "Well, you know," he says, I just see people just driving crazy all the time. And I said, "Well, you know, the police, they've got these new, what do they call the officers that are not even police officers?"
Yeah, they just added.
Just added them.
And there's a community support officer.
A dozen new ones.
Motorcycle police are out there. But he says, "Yeah, I never see them." So, and then you talk to the police.
Well, that's because he's obeying the law.
Yeah, but did he see in the scoff laws, too? But I'm saying,
yeah.
You know, it's just, I said, "Well, when they need enforcement, they have to go get a grant from somebody so somebody can be taken off the street." He said, "That doesn't make any sense. It's just enforce the traffic laws." But, that's easy enough to say.
Plus, these new community support officers, I don't believe there's very many of them
yet.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, there's not many yet. They're expecting there to be more.
Well, he was very annoyed, and apparently had been pent up for a while. And I said, "You know, I agree with you, but there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, the police always say they need more officers, and but you know, if you take a 54 home there at noontime every day like I do, and you might see a police officer out there every 10 days, 2 weeks, maybe something like that. They have their priorities and they have other things to do, I guess. But I'm not gonna give police a lot of trouble. It's just that this guy why doesn't somebody write some tickets?" He had some frustration. 6:19, Steve and Ted here on a Wednesday morning? I woke up this morning earlier and I thought, gosh, it's Thursday already.
Couldn't figure out what day it was?
I couldn't figure out what day it was. Well, today is Wednesday, right, Ted?
Well, maybe the week's going fast for you then.
Could
is that
be.
What that means?
Well, we had some baseball to talk about this morning. I guess the Royals had a good night, huh? Or a good afternoon.
Yep,
the
Shocks were on the road
Shocks
last
the road.
Night,
yeah.
Of course. Wichita State down in Tulsa taking on Oral Roberts. Shocks, boy, this was an interesting game. Oral Roberts had tons of runners on base all night long. The Shocker pitchers issued a lot of walks once again. And the Shocks, even though they had a lead in the ninth inning, it was pretty dicey. Mike Kennedy with the call of the game right here on KNSS.
A nail-biter to the end here in Tulsa. Bases loaded, two out, bottom of the ninth. A 1-2 count on the hitter. Miller Plyman deals, struck him out, but it gets away from the catcher. Runner coming home, throw to Plyman, force at the plate, the ball game is over. He struck him out, the ball got away from Noah Croft, but he scrambled after it. Plyman hustling in, takes the throw for the force at the plate, and it ends with Wichita State winning 4-2 as Miller Plyman gets his first collegiate save. In the ninth for Oral Roberts, one run on one hit, no errors, and three men left on base. Final score, Wichita State 4, Oral Roberts 2. The Shockers sweep the season series and get their first win in Tulsa since 2013.
That was certainly an unusual ending to that game.
Yeah, and wow. I guess in that case it was good the bases were loaded. All you needed was a force somewhere right. to get the final out.
Right.
That's happened at home plate. Shocks pick up their third road win in a row in their last midweek game of the regular season. Major League Baseball last night, as you mentioned, Steve, the Kansas City Royals hosting the Texas Rangers up at Kauffman Stadium. Boy, the Royals left very little doubt about this one, scoring tons of runs early. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
And Les Schnell, Dozier slams one into right field for a hit. One run is in, another man going to try to score, and the throw is offline. And sliding into second safely is Dozier. And the Royals have blown the lid off this game here in inning number two.
That Dozier's quite a player this year.
He's having a heck of a year.
Good numbers.
It is.
Yeah.
It was 9-0 Royals in the second inning. They go on to win the game easily, 11-5, handing the Rangers their fifth loss in a row. Rangers and the Royals again tonight up in Kansas City. Live pregame coverage begins at 6:30 this evening. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. JUCO baseball, the district playoffs continue. A double elimination tournament starts today at X Stadium on the Wichita State campus with four first-round games starting at 10 o'clock this morning. By the time this thing wraps up on the weekend, the winner will head to the JUCO World Series. JUCO softball, the district playoffs taking place closer to Wyoming than anywhere else in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, where 10th-ranked Butler Community College is taking on Western Nebraska. It's a best 2 out of 3. They'll play two games today starting at 5 p.m. Both teams are hot. Butler has won 15 in a row. Western Nebraska has won 12 in a row going into this one.
Wow.
Good luck to the Butler Grizzly ladies in softball in the district playoffs this evening. The end of an era for a longtime Wichita coach, Wichita State head bowling coach Gordon Vatican announcing his retirement. 41 years as bowling coach at Wichita State. During his tenure, the Shocks won 18 national titles, 11 for the men, 7 for the women. The end of an era.
What a record.
Gordon Vatican and his great run of success for more than four decades at Wichita State. And a happy birthday today. Boy, it's a big name. Former Kansas City Royals great, George Brett.
Today is Brett's birthday?
66 today.
Wow.
Of course, he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
One of the greatest hitters of all time. George Brett.
One of my favorites.
66
I'll tell you
today.
What. That guy made me a baseball fan again.
Boy,
just
was
by
he
coming
good.
On the scene. The way he played, the way he carried himself. Still one of my favorites. Hey, if you're listening, George, come on. Talk to us on the radio. I'd like to do that.
There you go. Happy birthday, George Brett. That's hey, sports Ted. With Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted. 6:23 now with Steve and Ted. Hey, it's already time for our Prairie Fire coffee break.
Yep.
On KNSS. And, of course, Prairie Fire coffee, the freshest coffee in the Wichita area, because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes, teaching kids to hate a president. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.